quick pause. Now, I know you're here to clear that mental fog, but let's not forget the whole body that's carrying it around. Think back. Remember the last time you really had to go, but the bathroom was, say, 100 feet away? No problem now, but in a few years, that might feel like the New York Marathon. Good news, we've got podcasts to help. Resilience Rituals will keep you up on your goals. Mindful Mover gets you moving, and 6-Minute Reset keeps those habits in check. After all, staying light on your feet might just keep you light on your bladder, too, if you know what I mean. Dr. Lance Labno's got your back, and your knees, and that stiff neck you keep ignoring. Whether you've got 5 minutes or half an hour, he'll show you how to feel better and move like you mean it. Hit subscribe on the Resilience Flow Network on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because hey, the future you wants to dance, not hobble. Hello, and welcome back to Resilient Rituals, where we dive into small, actionable changes that make a big impact on your life. I'm your host, Lance Labno. Today, we're not just talking about routines. We're exploring how to transform them into rituals that resonate deeply and bring intention to every moment. Let's get real for a moment. Have you ever had one of those days where everything seems to blur together? You go through the motions, ticking off tasks, but at the end of the day, it feels like you were stuck on autopilot. I've been there, and I know many of you have too, but today, we're flipping the script. Imagine starting your day with calm and clarity, setting the tone with rituals that give you a sense of purpose. Picture this. It's Monday morning. You've hit snooze 3 times. You're rushing through your routine, gulping down coffee while you scroll through emails. The day already feels chaotic, and it's barely started. Now imagine the same morning, but instead of the whirlwind, you take a moment to breathe, set an intention, and sip your coffee mindfully. It's a completely different start, right? This isn't just an abstract idea. It's something I've experienced firsthand, and it's completely transformed how I start my day. I used to be that person who jumped straight into work the moment I opened my eyes, checking emails before I even got out of bed, rushing through breakfast, if I remembered to eat it at all. It wasn't until I started building small intentional rituals into my morning that I noticed a shift. Now I take 5 minutes to stretch, breathe, and set an intention for the day. It sounds simple, but it's been a game changer. I'm no longer reacting to my day. I'm starting it on my terms. Today, you'll learn how to create rituals that fit seamlessly into your life, how to make them meaningful, and why they're different from your usual habits. By the end of this episode, you'll have practical tools to transform your routine into something that grounds and energizes you. Think of it as creating your own personal anchor in the storm of daily life. If you're here right now, listening to this episode, it means you're ready to make a change. You're already taking that first step toward a more intentional, balanced life. Let's take a deep breath together. Inhale slowly. Hold it for a moment. And exhale. You've just created a ritual, right there. It's that simple, and it's that powerful. Before we dive in, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Each episode builds on the last, so you won't want to miss any of the steps we're taking together. And if you find today's tips helpful, share this episode with a friend who could use a little more balance in their life. Now that we've set the stage and taken our first small step together, let's dive deeper into what makes rituals so different from ordinary habits, and why they're such a powerful tool for grounding ourselves. Creating rituals isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about elevating what you're already doing. Rituals turn mundane tasks into moments of connection, helping you stay grounded and focused. Deep dive into key talking points. Picture this. Habits are like the autopilot feature on an airplane. They're efficient but mindless, getting you from point A to point B. On the other hand, a ritual is like the pilot carefully steering the plane in for a smooth landing, bringing intention and focus to each action. I used to gulp down my coffee in a rush. barely tasting it. Now I've turned it into a ritual. I listen to the sound of the coffee brewing, inhale the aroma, and savor that first sip in silence. It's a small change, but it sets a peaceful tone for my whole day. Let's try something right now. Wherever you are, place your hand on your chest and take a deep breath in. Feel the rise and fall of your breath. That's a ritual you can do anywhere, anytime. Now that we've explored the mindful approach of rituals versus the automatic nature of habits, let's dive into why rituals work so well. There's more to it than just feeling good. There's science behind the power of rituals. We've talked about the mindful, intentional nature of rituals, but there's more to it than just the feel-good factor. Let's look at the science behind why these practices can be so transformative. Did you know that Michael Phelps uses a precise ritual before every race? He listens to the same playlist, visualizes the entire race, and performs a specific warm-up routine. It's not superstition, it's science. These rituals help signal his brain and body that it's time to perform. Rituals help us feel more in control and less stressed. Even simple rituals like lighting a candle or repeating a mantra can help reduce anxiety and increase focus. Let's take a moment together. Inhale deeply, hold it for a second, and let it out slowly. Feel the difference already? Now that we've unpacked the why behind rituals, let's shift gears and talk about the how. I'm going to guide you through practical steps you can start using right away to integrate meaningful rituals into your daily life seamlessly. So, let's start building rituals that stick. Step 1. Start small and keep it simple. Think big, but start small. Begin with a tiny ritual that takes less than 2 minutes, like setting an intention before you dive into your workday. Let's try it right now. Take a deep breath. Choose one word to guide your day. What word did you choose? Step 2. Link rituals to existing habits. Habit stacking. Stack it up for success. Attach your new ritual to a habit you already do. If you make coffee every morning, use the brewing time to take 3 deep breaths. Step 3. Make it meaningful and personal. Make it yours. Choose rituals that align with your values and bring you joy. If you love nature, start your day by stepping outside and feeling the sun on your face. What's one small action that makes you feel more connected to yourself? How can you turn that into a daily ritual? We've explored what rituals are, why they work, and how you can start building them. Now, let's visualize it in action, because the real power of rituals comes when you experience the shift for yourself. Close your eyes and picture yourself tomorrow morning. You wake up, and instead of reaching for your phone, you take a deep breath, stretch your body, and set a gentle intention for the day. Imagine how that small shift could set a positive tone for everything that follows. Keep in mind, the goal of creating rituals isn't to add more to your already busy schedule. It's about enhancing the quality of what you're already doing, bringing a layer of mindfulness and intention that can transform even the simplest task into a moment of connection. The beauty of rituals is in their simplicity and their power to transform the ordinary into something extraordinary. All right, quick break. Here's something to chew on. If you're the type who keeps putting off strengthening your core, just picture yourself trying to balance on a yoga mat in your 70s. Not a pretty sight? No worries. Clearing the Clouds podcast will help you start fresh. 6-Minute Reset gives you quick, no-excuse habits and resilience rituals podcast. Well, that's going to help you fight the good fight when your knees start saying, no more. So, tune in, and let's keep those future diapers optional, all right? Need a tune-up for that creaky back? Dr. Lance Labnos here with quick tips that actually work. Got 5 minutes? Great. 30? Even better. Just hit play and start feeling better. Subscribe to the Resilience Flow Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen and unlock the tools to live a balanced, empowered, and more resilient life. we've explored what rituals are and why they matter. Now, it's time to get practical. I'm going to share some actionable tips you can use to start building sustainable, meaningful rituals that fit your lifestyle. In this segment, we're diving deep into practical steps for creating rituals that not only stick, but also add value and intention to your daily life. Get ready to take notes, because these tips will help you build a sustainable practice that feels meaningful and aligned with your goals. Tip 1. Think big, but start small. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying to create a massive, time-consuming ritual right away. Start with a small action, something that takes less than 2 minutes. For example, before diving into your workday, take one deep breath and set a single intention for the day, like focus or calm. Let's try it right now. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now silently, choose one word to guide your day. What word did you choose? Commit to doing this tiny ritual every day for a week. Notice how this small shift can set a positive tone for your day. Tip 2. Stack it up for success. The easiest way to introduce a new ritual is to piggyback it onto a habit you already do consistently. This is called habit stacking. For example, if you already make a cup of coffee every morning, add a mindful moment while the coffee brews, take 3 slow breaths, or do a quick stretch. I linked my ritual of gratitude to brushing my teeth. Every time I brush, I think of one thing I'm grateful for. It's a small but powerful shift that brightens my morning. Pause here and think about one habit you already have. Now, decide on a small ritual you can stack onto it. Tip 3, your space, your cues. Set up your environment to remind you of your rituals. Use visual triggers like a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, a special mug for your morning tea, or an alarm on your phone. These cues help your brain associate certain actions with specific rituals. I keep a notebook next to my bed, so every night before sleep, I jot down one positive thing from the day. It's a simple way to end the day on a good note. Right now, think of one spot in your home or workspace where you could place a reminder for your ritual. What will it be? Tip 4. Make it yours. Rituals should resonate with you personally, not feel like just another task on your to-do list. Reflect on what brings you joy or a sense of calm. Maybe it's lighting a candle, playing your favorite song, or writing down a quick gratitude note. If you love nature, start your day by stepping outside for a moment and feeling the sun on your face. It's a grounding ritual that connects you to the present moment. What's one small action that makes you feel more connected to yourself? How can you turn that into a daily ritual? Tip 5. Consistency is key. Choose a specific time of day for your ritual to make it part of your routine, whether it's first thing in the morning, during lunch, or before bed. Sticking to a consistent time reinforces the habit loop. I meditate for 5 minutes every morning, right after I wake up. The timing is consistent, so I don't have to think about it. I just do it. Pick a time that works for you and commit to practicing your ritual at the same time every day this week. Notice how the consistency helps it stick. Tip 6. Engage all 5 senses. Use your senses to make your ritual more immersive. Engage sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell to anchor the ritual more deeply in your mind. If your ritual is drinking tea, pay attention to the steam rising from the cup, the warmth in your hands, the smell of the leaves, and the taste as you sip slowly. Try it right now with whatever you're drinking or eating. Notice the texture, temperature, and taste. How does it change your experience? Tip 7. Reflect and refine. Check in with yourself regularly to see if your ritual is still serving you. If it feels forced or becomes a chore, it's okay to tweak it. Rituals should evolve as you do. I used to have a ritual of journaling every night, but it started to feel like another task. Now, I journal only when I feel inspired, and it's become more meaningful. Think about a ritual you've tried before that didn't quite stick. Why do you think that was? What could you change to make it work better for you now? Tip 8, move with purpose. Physical movement can be a powerful component of your rituals, helping you connect with your body and release tension. Even a simple stretch or a few deep breaths can be transformative. I start each workday with a quick stretch, arms overhead, a twist to each side, and a deep breath. It's a small ritual that wakes up my body and mind. Let's try it together. Stretch your arms up high, take a deep breath in, and let it out slowly. How does that feel? Wow, what a journey we've been on today. We started by exploring the fundamental difference between habits and rituals. Remember, while habits are automatic and help us get through the day, rituals are intentional practices that bring meaning and reflection into our lives. It's like the difference between rushing through your morning coffee and truly savoring each sip. It's all about creating moments of connection with yourself. We then dove into the science behind rituals and why they're so impactful. Rituals help us feel grounded, reduce stress, and even improve our focus by signaling to our brain that it's time to be present, whether it's lighting a candle, repeating a mantra, or simply taking a moment to breathe. These practices help us center ourselves amidst the chaos of daily life. Next, we got into the nitty-gritty of building your own rituals with practical step-by-step guidance. We talked about starting small, like adding a single deep breath before you begin your workday, and how these tiny actions can lead to significant shifts over time. Remember, it's not about making drastic changes all at once. It's about taking small, consistent steps. We also covered the power of habit stacking, where you link your new ritual to an existing habit. This technique helps you seamlessly integrate rituals into your routine without feeling overwhelmed. For example, if you already brush your teeth before bed, try adding a moment of reflection or a gratitude practice right after. We discussed the importance of environmental cues, setting up reminders in your space that prompt you to practice your rituals. This could be a sticky note, an alarm on your phone, or a special object placed where you'll see it. It's all about making your environment work for you. And let's not forget about making your rituals meaningful and personal. It's crucial that these practices resonate with you and align with your core values. Whether it's a quiet moment of gratitude, a stretch to wake up your body, or a mindful walk in nature, your rituals should feel like they belong uniquely to you. Finally, we emphasize the importance of celebrating your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Tracking your rituals and acknowledging the effort you put in each day can help reinforce the habit and keep you motivated. Remember, every small step counts, and consistency is what truly leads to lasting change. You've got a solid foundation now, and I'm excited for what's next. If you're ready to build on this momentum, then get ready for our upcoming episode, where we'll introduce the Daily Reset. With this strong start, you're now ready to take things to the next level. In our next episode, we'll explore the Daily Reset, your go-to toolkit for clearing mental clutter and recharging your focus in real time. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by the noise of your day, this episode will show you how to press pause and find your calm center. We'll explore practical strategies like breathing techniques, a quick body scan for releasing tension, and mindful journaling prompts that you can use anytime, anywhere. Plus, I'll be sharing my personal favorite ways to refresh your energy when you're feeling drained. You won't want to miss it. These tips could be just what you need to find a moment of calm in your hectic schedule. Thank you for choosing to spend this time with me today. I hope the insights and strategies we shared have sparked new ideas and a sense of possibility. Remember, each small step you take adds up, and by prioritizing these rituals, you're setting the stage for a more balanced and intentional life. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit download so you can re-listen. and refer back to these ideas anytime you need a little boost. And if you haven't already, go ahead and follow the show on your favorite podcast platform, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. This way, you'll get automatic updates whenever a new episode drops. And trust me, you won't want to miss the upcoming topics we've got lined up. I'd love to hear about the rituals you're creating. So join the conversation online using hashtag resilient rituals. Share your progress, your challenges, and your wins. Let's support each other in this journey toward a more intentional, balanced life. And if you know someone who could benefit from today's insights, share this episode with them. It's a great way to spread a little positivity and help someone else create small changes with a big impact. Once again, thank you for being here and for making your well-being a priority. I can't wait to continue this journey with you. Until next time, keep those rituals going strong. And remember, small shifts lead to big changes. See you next week. Hey there, ever thought about the habits you're building now that might just sneak up on you later? Today, it's easy to skip a few squats. And tomorrow, well, let's just say, depends might come in handy if you're not exactly moving mindfully. That's why I've got 4 podcasts that dive deep into resilience, movement, mindfulness, and keeping you active. From Clearing the Clouds, which will help you clear your head and focus, to Mindful Mover, that'll get you moving like you've got no extra baggage. And don't miss 6-Minute Reset. Yes, you can reset in just 6 minutes. Because whether it's strength, peace, or bladder control, it's all about the habits you're building now. So let's get into today's episode and stay out of diapers together, shall we?